More than 85% of black boys in the fourth grade are considered not proficient in reading. So one man in Harlem is trying to address that problem by putting bookshelves in barbershops. Here with more is WNYC's Shamita Basu. Shamita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So tell us more about these barbershop reading nooks.
Yeah, so the program is called Barbershop Books. It was started by Alvin Irby, an educator, and he says that most people react to those reading proficiency stats by blaming the boys somehow, and that's just not fair.
What reason are we giving them to read or to develop a love in reading? You know, what cultural factors, what social cues that would lead a young black boy to conclude that reading is even something that they should do?
So Alvin says those cues are mostly missing. Less than 2% of teachers in the United States are black men. But there is a space that black boys find themselves in regularly, barbershops.
Okay, so how does it work?
Well, here's the thing. Alvin says when people hear this is a program for low-income communities, they say, oh, I have books to donate, even if they're just random old books.
There's this idea that, oh, well, any books are better than no books. And what I explain to people is that, you know, being a reluctant reader or having limited access to books is not a reason to be less selective about the titles that you expose children to. But if anything, that's a reason to be more selective.
So Alvin curates the books, and he says diversity is important to him, but the hard part is books that are billed for black kids are often about heavy topics, civil rights, slavery, and sometimes publishers lose sight of the fact that kids want to read something that just makes them laugh. So while the barbershop books feature diverse characters, they're not exclusively about black kids or city kids, and they're meant to be approachable for reluctant readers.
So these bookshelves are in a handful of Harlem barbershops.
Yes, and in Brooklyn and the Bronx and across 50 barbershops across the nation. And Alvin just came into some prize money. He won the National Book Foundation's Innovation in Reading Prize, and he plans to use that to make more reading spaces in barbershops in his hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay, WNYC Shamita Basu. Shamita, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.